Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Monday, and this is Christina Broomfield. I'll be the host for today. I'm so glad that you have tuned into our program. With me in the studio this morning is Dawn Ottenbright. Dawn is a therapist at Perspectives Counseling Centers. She works with individuals and does couples. We're just so pleased to have her back with us. She's been a guest several times, something that I've always enjoyed. Welcome, Dawn.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
You know, it's, gosh, I can't even count the number of radio programs we've done together through the years.
I know, a lot.
A lot. And you always seem to come up with an interesting topic.
Thank you.
Can you share with our listeners what we're going to be looking at the entire week?
So today we're going to be looking at choosing kindness. And we're going to be looking at how we can become more kind and how that's going to improve our relationships.
Do you know, when you shared with me, hey, how about doing a program, radio program on kindness? I thought to myself, well, can you talk all week on how to be kind? And before we went on the air, you shared, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. We can talk all week. We're just going to touch the surface.
Oh, my goodness. So the topic of the week is just choose kindness.
Yes.
And I do have to tell on myself.
Okay.
You came in rushed because
right.
of traffic.
Yes.
And we proceeded to talk about Michigan traffic and Michigan construction, and then we had to pray because there was no kindness in my heart. about all of the things that we deal with on the road here in metropolitan Detroit.
Well, maybe after this week.
I'm hoping
you'll
so.
You'll be choosing more kindness and you won't be so stressed out by the road conditions.
I hope
and
so.
Traffic.
And I hope our listeners will benefit as well. But,
yes.
You know, we always want to start on Monday, Dawn, with just defining the word.
Okay.
And I think we all think, well, we know what kindness means, but I'd like
right.
you to offer it up.
Right. I thought about that as well. And I think that I found this definition in the Cambridge Dictionary, and it's the quality of being generous, helpful, and caring about other people, or an act showing this quality. So it's the generosity, the caring, the helpfulness.
So kindness involves other people.
Yes. But you know what? I think it can also involve ourselves. We might want to talk about that a little bit. As I was doing this week, I was like, you know, I think some people actually need to be kind to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with
Sometimes
that.
We're kinder to other people than we are to ourselves.
Yes. Yes. What do we say for those that are somewhat critical, but yet they are the highest critic, their own worst
right.
enemy when
yes.
it comes to that. But, you know, the next question is, what motivated you to even look at this topic of kindness?
Well, I have to tell you, I was at the American Association of Christian Counselors conference, and I saw one of the speakers. She was doing a thing about kindness. Actually, we were doing all couples things. My husband went with me, and we were doing all things about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But this was not necessarily about marriage, but we picked it anyway. It just seemed to speak to maybe being helpful. It was about improving your relationship. And so we thought, and it seemed like a tool to improve your relationship. And so we thought, oh, this seems like a good one to go. And the author of the book is Shanti Feldhahn. And she wrote this, The Kindness Challenge, but she's a researcher.
Okay.
So it's not just a biblical principle.
Or fluff. Sometimes you can get books and they're just kind of fluffy.
Yes, or fluff. It's mm-hmm. based on research. Lots
okay.
of research. She had like over, I want to say, She said she had 15,000 people do this over, like they did it more than one time, but 15,000 people doing the challenge.
And so was this surveys that they first filled out, and then they did this kindness challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they filled out new surveys.
Okay.
And got results.
So she had kind of the before and after.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So also, it makes you look at your own kindness levels.
Mm-hmm.
But it also helps the other person in the relationship do better because you're doing better. So when you're kind to somebody else, then they're going to be more receptive and kind to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think... And this is just, I think we all would agree that when we like it when people are nice to us and, you know, nice or kind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're walking across the parking lot and someone greets you with a smile and says, hello, how are you? Well, even if you're not in a good place, that kind of lifts your spirit.
Definitely.
You know, you may not be the first to reach out.
Right.
But kindness is kind of like a little bit of an epidemic. If one starts, it kind of spreads.
It does. And we have some chemistry in our brain that helps us mirror what the other person is. When we see a facial expression on mm-hmm. somebody else, we mirror that.
Really?
That's like an automatic response. So if I smile at you, you are much more likely to smile at me, which then sends messages to your brain that you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Because you're smiling.
I love that. You know what? I'm sitting here and I'm smiling.
Yes.
Because you're smiling at me.
Right.
Let's pause, hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Just before our break, today being Monday, we're just kind of giving an overview of the topic for the week. And the topic is Choose Kindness, talking with Dawn Ottenbright. And Dawn, you mentioned this book, The Kindness Challenge.
Yes.
And it's a research book, and we're going to get into more of that this week. But mm-hmm. can you... give us an overview of what is the kindness challenge.
Yes. So she has three steps. It's a 30-day challenge to improve your relationship. And the first step is to say nothing negative either to the person or about the person.
Oh, that's really hard. You know, I'm going to interrupt you now. What is negative? Like, if I were to tell my husband,
oh, we're going to talk
you
about
didn't,
that.
You didn't wipe down the sink good enough. Is that negative?
It could be, yes.
Okay, okay.
It could be, depending on how you say it.
All right.
And so that's the first step. And they did had a little glitch in the research when they were doing it. And husbands doing stuff for their wives, doing this challenge for their wife, some of them decided that saying nothing was, so they didn't say anything negative, they stopped talking.
Oh, that's no good.
No, that's no good, especially for wives.
Because then you just hold it in.
Right, especially for wives. And so they decided that if you're the husband doing it for your wife, instead of doing that step, the step that you should do is give her 15 minutes of undistracted, undivided attention. And when you're in a conflict,
mm-hmm.
stay in the conflict for about 5 more minutes than you would normally.
That's a
escape
hard thing to do.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the first one. The second one is practice praise. So find one thing positive to tell them about that they're doing, and also to tell somebody else about it.
Okay.
And then the third one is to carry out an act of kindness every day. So some small act of generosity, helpfulness, caring for that person every day.
Now, I know we're going to spend our days kind of zeroing in on some of these steps.
Yes.
And talking about them a little bit more in depth. But does the research or the author suggest that you do one person at a time?
She does, and this is why. Because when you do one person for this challenge, then you're more likely to understand where you're kind of lacking in kindness.
Okay.
Because if you're doing multiple people, then when you know, your husband irritates you today, then you do it for your kid or the stranger on the street or a coworker. You don't really get that full sense of, okay, maybe I'm not really being kind all the time.
It sounds to me like part of this is not just the recipient receiving the kindness, but there, what comes forward is your own behavior,
right?
And how much it may be lacking in choosing kindness. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. And because we all think we're kind, that we're thinking, oh, I don't need to do this. I'm already kind.
Or we're justified.
Yes, or we're justified.
You know, I'm just telling them how to improve what they're doing.
Right.
But when we get to that day, I'll have to ask that.
Yes.
How do you, you know, how do you help a person without sounding critical, I guess? That would be one of my questions.
Okay, we'll get there, I think.
I'm looking forward to this week. I want to encourage our listeners to tune in every day and hear about how to choose kindness. And then visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. If you have questions about this topic or even just general questions, call our office. The number's coming up. We have 5 locations now, and I'm sure that one is close to you. Can you be with us tomorrow?
I sure can.
Looking forward to it. Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.